Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
So obviously, Dr. Sheldon is in studio with us. And we are talking dance music. Hello, Sheldon.
Yes. How are you doing?
I was looking around the studio because I was thinking, how is Sheldon going to dance with crutches on?
It's a good look. Crutches and a moon boot.
Okay, so what are we discussing today?
I was sort of inspired by last week. We were talking about how house is such a big South African thing, and it's house music is so specific to South Africa. We've got a very specific brand of house music in the country, and it was mainly inspired by the Liquid Deep song that we focused on last week. And then I thought, let's just do a whole house episode. So there will be one song that sort of doesn't really fit in, but the rest are all house songs. And we start off with one of the biggest house acts in South African history, probably, a band called Mikasa. And the first song was The Streets, which has had over 2.9 million streams on Spotify. Mm-hmm. It consists of three members, DJ Duda, Jay Something, and Moti. And what's interesting is that these guys, like Moti, for example, his father was one of the members of Mango Groove, who we featured on last week's show. Jay Something was brought up in the Eastern Cape, but he's originally from Portugal. Mm. He was born in Portugal, only came to South Africa when he was 7 years old and studied at Stellenbosch, and then met these guys, and they decided to form a band. And actually, what is quite interesting is I remember the scene in the 1990s going into the early 2000s. There was all of these small clubs that you'd go to, and people would be playing house music. And what would often happen is there'd be a DJ and maybe a vocalist, and the vocalist would just be freestyling over beats. It was such a big thing that was happening at that time. And I remember, because all my friends were musicians, that was the thing you did. You went to the club, there'd be a DJ, you'd be playing music, and then all of a sudden, one of the vocalists would be just freestyling over these beats. Mm. And essentially, that's what happened with Mikasa. Mm. They were at a club. I'm assuming that Jay Something, as a vocalist, would have probably hooked up with Dr. Duda or something like that. And they started doing something, and they were like, why don't we form a band? And they formed this band, and this band, Mikasa, became this big thing. Mikasa means my house. The first album that they released was titled Mikasa. Mm. And These Streets was from that album. That album was so successful that it landed up winning three SAMA Awards that following year. Best Dance Album, Group of the Year, and Record of the Year. So they were off to a very strong start. Eventually, they've, up to 2020, the last album was 2020, they've released five albums. And now Jay Something has gone on to spin off into so many different things. And I remember the one time speaking to one of my friends, Proverb, and he said to me, you know, the secret to surviving as a musician in this country is diversification. You cannot put all your eggs in one basket as an entertainer in this country. You've got to be able to do a plethora of things. And it's not only, you know, like after doing a lot of research, it's not a South African only thing. If you look at like Rihanna, she's got the beauty line. She's got the fragrance line. She's got some artists got a wine line. They've got a clothing line. Kanye West got a clothing line. It's about like, how do you like leverage the talent that you've got to venture into different things in order to ensure the sustainability of your career? Because as creatives, we've discussed this before, you only earn if you're there.
Yeah.
So you've got to find a way in which you can earn like passive income or income that's going to be generated from doing other things. If you've got a line of perfumes, you don't have to be there selling those perfumes yourself. They're going to sell themselves.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, Jay Something's got his own restaurant, a really cool restaurant here in Sandton.
Yeah.
at the Black Hotel. Beautiful restaurant. So he's ventured into that, television and a few other things. And I guess that's the secret to success in this industry is diversification.
On the street. On the air.
So, Sheldon, let's talk about the choices here.
All right. So we had DJ Ken first with a band that I just loved in the 2010s, a band called The Arrows, two girls. One of them happened to be Portuguese as well. So there's a little... Of course, there's always like a little line. You got a line going through all the songs. But so The Arrows were this band that was signed to Universal, actually by one of my friends, a guy called Benji Moody. He signed them to Universal Records. And off the mark, they had a big hit with a song called Lovesick, which was then used for a KFC advert. And it was big. It was like the biggest thing. The song was really cool. And then they did this collaboration with DJ Kent, Spin My World Around, which was massive. 2014, 2.6 million streams. He started his career, DJ Kent, playing at parties, which brings me back to the whole thing. That's how everyone in the 2000s was getting a start in the industry, like parties and people interacting with each other and singing here and doing that. And it was quite an interesting like music scene in the early 2000s, which culminated in these big stars like DJ Kent and Mikasa and all of these guys. He developed his own style by blending like rhythms and pop hooks and his own mixing style, and he created this new like house sound which just blew up. He's originally from Pimville in Soweto, and just, I mean, did so well. This song actually, Spin My World Around, got the Salmo Award for the highest playing song, airplay song of the year when it was released. From there, we went to the only song that's not a house song in the group. But so it was originally, well, it is done by Mumford & Sons, featuring Baba Mal and Beatenberg. And Beatenberg were famous for a big song that they did called Pluto with DJ Clock, which was a house song. So that's the house connection there. But Beatenberg is one of the most iconic like bands from the last few years. Their first album, which was titled their first album was called The Hanging Gardens of Beatenberg, is a seminal album in South African music history. When it was released, it landed up winning 7 SAMA Awards. It was just like from beginning to end, just a beautifully crafted album with the most amazing music and really groundbreaking, because it was like this hybridization of like pop music mixed with South African ethnic sounds, etc. As a result thereof, they came to the attention of Mumford & Sons, who were traveling through South Africa at the time, and they did an EP titled Johannesburg. They were touring South Africa. I remember going to watch them and being in complete awe of the setup that they had. The show was at the Voortrekker Monument, and it had this beautiful amphitheater looking down. The band played that, so much energy, and there was Baba Mal, I mean, performing at this beautiful monument, and all these other African artists they brought on board. And interestingly enough, that Johannesburg EP was recorded at my current employer. So at the studios there at the SABC, they recorded this Johannesburg EP, and out of that came the song Warner. What I love about the song is that it is, because it's got different musicians. So Beatenberg are from Cape Town, you've got Baba Mal from Senegal, and you've got like all of these individual players from different parts of Africa. The very best, sorry, was the other guy that's featured on the song, and he's from Malawi. You've got like snippets and snapshots of different musics from different parts of Africa, then blended in with the folk pop sound of Mumford & Sons, blended in with the rock ethnic sound of Beatenburg. And it's just like a beautiful assimilation of all of these beautiful sounds into this one song titled Warner. Now, our next song is by one of my very close friends, RJ Benjamin. And the song is titled Change the World. Now, the interesting thing about this song is that RJ is a soul guy. Mm. That's soul and jazz is RJ's staple. Mm. He sees himself as a soul brother. Mm-hmm. That's what he sees himself as. Now, he at one point left his first record company, moved on to a company called Soul Candy. And Soul Candy is where Mikasa was discovered, mm-hmm. because Jay Something was the studio manager at Soul Candy. And RJ moved on to Soul Candy and then landed up writing this song called Change the World. Now, the song blew up. I mean, it's had over 2 million streams on Spotify, and it was this massive song. It's probably, to his chagrin, one of his biggest songs ever. And he was like, I don't even like house. Like, I'm not even a house artist. And the song that he's most recognizable for is this song, Change the World.
Yeah.
It just blew up. It was this massive song. And it was the first song that he wrote that was a house song. And it just made such a massive impact. Since doing the song, he's gone on to do so many other things. He's produced albums and songs for Unati, Danny Kaye, Lira, Ryan Dent, Vicky Sampson, Slicker, Gift Gwe. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. He also did a few television shows like The Voice, Nigeria, The Voice South Africa, Idols, Clash of the Choirs. He even got me into The Voice. I landed up doing The Voice Angola. So he has done so many other things, but this song, which he did not even have an inkling was going to blow up the way that it did, became like one of his biggest signature songs.
Kaya
959.
Come on.
All right, I was watching you. I was watching the dance.
Did you see?
I did.
I was doing a moonwalk.
Absolutely. I saw it all. I'm so proud of you. And I think people, you know, we needed to have a moment.
No, we did.
On camera for you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Next time.
You guys
are going to have the cameras flashing on me.
Okay.
So that was Sanel, musician. 5.4 million streams.
Jeez.
Ntaba Izekude.
Yes, Izekude, yeah.
He's originally from KZN. And KZN's got its own very, very distinctive kind of house music. It's more like a deep house. Mm-hmm. And you can hear the difference between like DJ Kent, which we had before, and even Mikasa. The sound is completely different. It's like a much, much like, almost like a darker sound, mm-hmm. like a more moody kind mm-hmm. of sound. He's famous for blending like EDM sounds, electric dance music sounds, with like African rhythms and electronic sounds all blended together. He started his career after dropping out of university.
Mm.
He used to like mix and remix songs and created mixtapes. And the beginning of his career saw him doing a lot of like production work, where he worked for a company called Damore Music, and he was employed there to be a producer. And eventually he decided he was going to venture out onto his own and do his own kind of thing. And that's when he released his first album in 2018, from which comes this song. Anyway, his debut album did very well. It sold 40,000 units, and this song itself went double platinum in South Africa, selling 80,000 units. This was 2018, and it was a massive, massive hit in South Africa. Now, our last song is by Prince KB, a song called Guguletu. Now, he's originally an Afro house artist. He's originally from Bloemfontein, but this song, when he wrote it, he wanted to encapsulate what the mood is like in Guguletu in Cape Town on the weekend. So that was like the whole impetus for writing the song. Like, how can I capture the weekend in a song? So if you watch the video, you'll see like famous figures from Guguletu appearing in the music video. There's even like a famous restaurant that everyone goes to there called Mzoli, which T.I. even went when he was in Cape Town. He went there. So he like, not only did he do it in the music, but in the visuals as well, like trying to like encapsulate what the sound of the weekend is in Guguletu, with the cars and the girls and the colors. And you'll hear it in the music now. Sheldon, so that's how we go to the weekend.
That's how we go to the weekend, Sheldon. Always lovely. We chat to you next week.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody. We'll be back on Monday at 8.
This is Kaya 959.
We are rhythm and beat. Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.